News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the one thing the majority of political parties can agree on is the introduction of bilingual packaging. So should Ireland introduce packaging that would see the Irish language included on products sold in shops here in Ireland? We're joined by Cian Ward, advocate for Irish and English language bilingual packaging. Cian, you've been campaigning for this for a number of years. What prompted you to start this?
Good morning to you both. Thanks for having me on. I was living in Montreal back in the summer of 2019. And if you go into the supermarket there, it's just a sight to behold. You know, I'm not a graphic designer. I wouldn't look at a box of cereal and think, you know, I could fit a second language on there. But when you just walk through the aisles and every single product, no matter, you know, how cheap or how expensive, how big or how small, has both French and English on it, I just thought, this is fantastic. This is so clearly a political choice, not a constraint of, you know, of space or a constraint of reality. So I just, when I came home, I just really wanted to do it because I just thought it'd be fantastic for Ireland, you know?
How does it help the Irish language in your view?
Well, I think if you're a speaker, it means you don't have to, you can keep on with your Irish wherever you might be. You know, you don't have to, you can now just ignore the English because Irish is your first language and you want to look at that. And if you're a learner, this is, you know, what most people do if they're, let's say, in Germany, the first place they start is in the supermarkets, you know. They pick up the tin in front of them, they see that it's called Tomaten. That the German for tomatoes is Tomaten. Same way, if you're in the shop, this will go day by day, month by month. You just learn new words, and these are all simple nouns, every single day. And then after a while, you might pick up the courage and go talk to the shepherdor, you know?
Okay. Look, I'm sympathetic to this. I do think it normalises the Irish language and our everyday use. I get where you're coming from. I suppose maybe the one concern would be, does it increase the cost of producing that product, and would it have an inflationary effect on goods and services here?
No, I mean, it would have, so were it to come in, it would be a one-time cost and it would be the same cost as updating your packaging. So you can have a clause in that would say you would go bilingual in line with when you're due to update your branding, which most companies do generally within 5 years anyway. It would be one time. After that, you've got your design. And also the design templates are already there for your Canadian offices and your European offices. So even from that point of view, you're bringing down the work that would have to go into changing over to bilingual packaging.
Do you think it'll ever happen?
I do, yeah. We're thrilled. This is a major milestone. We have Labour, we have the Green Party, we have Social Democrats, we have Sinn Féin, we have Fine Gael, all having referenced bilingual packaging in some way or another in People for Profit as well, in their manifestos. And I've been working very closely with Fianna Fáil, in particular Derek Cleary and Senator Malcolm Byrne in Wexford. And I feel very optimistic. I mean, when I speak to people, you know, it's like pushing an open door. People see the straightforwardness about this. They love the idea, you know, they see opportunity in them because everyone wants to learn Irish, you know, but this is thinking behaviorally, how do you help people help themselves, you know, like this is the nudge every day you need. You read one word today, that's all you did today, but next time you come in, you know that word, you know, it's small stuff, but to learn a language, you really have to immerse yourself in it. And I think the momentum is there, yeah.
Okay, Sweeney of Ma, Cian Ward, advocate for Irish and English language bilingual packaging. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.